S-T-O-N-E. Soulful, you can see. Sly Stone is my name. Playing records is my game. A little bit different every night. Always out of sight.
That was fun. You've just heard The Salem Witch Trial, Kiri Crucible. And before that, I'm Putting You On, Sunday Servants on the album Ain't It Hard, Sunset Strip 60s Sounds, Garage and Psych from Beaver Records. Before that, Revenge, Others on the album Where the Action Is, Los Angeles Nuggets 1965 to 1968, The Sun Won't Shine Forever by Piece of Peep, Hot Smoke and Sassafras. The Mooch, request lines are open at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 48 degrees in New York. Now, back to the show.
You got love, good sweet loving, baby. And I need love, good sweet loving, baby. Oh, the kind of loving that should be sweet. The kind of loving that can't be beat. And I need love, good sweet loving, baby. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna deny.
jabara, say jabara, 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 say jabara. Captain Luke, cats don't ever purr. They know how, but not what fur. The Catanuga cats don't go meow. Wouldn't try if they knew how. They're doing that thing.
Jabara, jabara.
They're doing that thing.
Jabara, jabara.
They're doing that thing.
Jabara, jabara.
The Catanuga cats are doing that thing.
What time is it? It's time to sit on a sandwich to learn about the king of pho and the tapeworm of love. This is Bubblegum OD, and my guest tonight is singer, songwriter, weirdo, Ruth Force.
Doing that thing.
Jabara, jabara.
Yep. Doing that thing.
Jabara, jabara.
Yes, doing that thing.
Jabara, jabara.
The Catanuga cats are doing that thing. Jabara, jabara, say jabara. Jabara, jabara, say jabara.
It's done. find a girl on my mind now. I can't find a girl on my mind now. I can't find a girl on my mind now. I can't find a girl on my mind. Though I look,
though I look,
yes I look,
yes I look.
It just won't hide, it's the tapeworm of love eating my heart out over you. Whenever we hold hands, I can feel it munching. Whenever we kiss, I can feel it lunching. The tapeworm of love is eating my heart out over you. I know I should get an operation, but I enjoy the sensation. One of these days I just won't care, because my heart will not be there. When I look into your eyes, I can feel it snipping. When we embrace, my abdomen is slipping. The tapeworm of love is eating my heart out of our gal. Even when I sleep, I know it's never resting, because I dream of you. It keeps right on digesting. The tapeworm of love is eating my heart out over you. Tapeworm, I got a tapeworm of love. Tapeworm, I got a tapeworm of love.
This is Becky with Bubblegum OD, and we're going to have some fun today. I'm going to be featuring the songs of Brute Force. Here are some sounds right now. Who's also my guest. In that set, I played a nice mix of Brute Force songs. Tapeworm of Love from I, Brute Force, and then songs that he wrote. I Can't Find the Girl on My Mind by the Satan's Four. There's a Fire in My Fireplace by The Circle. Look in My Diary by Reparata and the Delrons. And Girls on the Go by The Happenings. Brute Force is an enigma, a charming, peaceful, contrary enigma. And he's hopefully in my chat room right now so you can all get to know him. Among other things, he is an actor who played a Hare Krishna acolyte in the movie Ghostbusters, the writer of several advertising jingles as well as successful pop tunes. His body of work includes songs for The Tokens, The Chiffons, Chubby Checker, Reparata and the Delrons, The Creation, Little Peggy March, The Circle, Randy and the Rainbows, Del Shannon, and Bernadette Peters. He's a recording artist who's been in the music business for more than 50 years and was a member of the vocal group The Tokens, and he recorded a solo album on Columbia Records, I, Brute Force. Confections of Love. And he's one who garnered the attention and patronage of John Lennon and George Harrison, who released one of his recordings, perhaps his crowning glory, as a 45 on the Beatles Apple Records in 1969. And Brut wants you to know that he continues to make music today. He has CDs on Bandcamp, and he performs around New York City in cabaret settings, often with his daughter Lila, a.k.a. Daughter of Force. So I'm going to go into the beginning of the interview with Brut. We'll start there, but this is going to be a very straightforward interview. It's going to go all over the place, so be prepared for anything.
Becky.
Hi.
You don't see me.
There we go.
Wow, you live in a mansion.
It's one of those fish islands.
Beautiful. Oh, nice fireplace.
I lived in New York, so I know what it's like to live in a small place. Are you in New Jersey?
I was born in Jersey City, but I live in New York City.
Wow. Congratulations if you can afford a place in New York.
Well, you know, I've been in the same apartment since 1982, so, you know.
Good. You got the stabilized rent?
I think it is stabilized. Yeah, it goes up a minuscule amount every 3 hours.
My guest today on Bubblegum OD is Stephen Friedland, a.k.a. Brut Force, the man, the legend, and he's going to perform a new song for us today. Do you want me to refer to you as Brut or Stephen?
Well, the issue is identity.
Well, how do you feel like today?
The story there, really.
I promise I'll let you hear Brut's story later. Before I do, I thought it would be good to skip ahead and listen to Brut's most famous song, The King of Pho. So here it is, The King of Pho.
You look up high and you see the sky so big and blue, and you wonder why people don't worship beauty. You look down on the ground and you see the flowers there red and blue and brown, and you wonder why people don't worship beauty. There was a beautiful land, there was a beautiful land, there was a beautiful land called Pho. In this land there was a king, and everybody called him the Pho King. And the Pho King did what he wanted to do. I said the Pho King, he went where he wanted to go. Whoa, whoa, mighty, mighty Pho King. All hail the Pho King, the mighty Pho King. Out on the street, you see the people and hear the pitter-patter of their IBM feet, and you wonder why people don't worship beauty. See the animals and plants, see the men and women do their sacred dance, all in a key ring around beauty. All hail beauty, mighty beauty. King, and everybody called him the Pho King. And the Pho King thought what he wanted to think. I said the Pho King, he said what he wanted to say. Whoa, whoa, mighty, mighty Pho King. All hail the Pho King, the mighty Pho King.
So this is Bubblegum OD, and that was Brut Force with The King of Pho. That's probably what Brut is most famous for, but he's done a ton of stuff, which I'm going to talk to him about.
over the next half hour or so. And if you really like King of Pha, I wanted to let you know, I looked it up on Discogs, and you can get a copy. There's someone selling it for $7,000. It's a very, very rare record on Apple, that 45. But don't worry, because some have sold in the past for as low as $3,082. So if you hold out a little bit, maybe you can get it for a cheaper price. So we're going to talk a little bit about the King of Pha, how that came about, how an American singer and songwriter ended up hooking up with the Beatles and Apple Records. Also, he has some news about King of Pha and how you might be able to get it for a little bit cheaper. And then after that, we're going to kind of go backwards on his career and discuss some other stuff.
Tom Dawes.
Tom Dawes from the Circle? I met him.
God bless his soul. He's gone now, you know. He brought me into Nat Weiss's office, the friend of Brian Epstein. And it was the tape that I gave Tom of King of Pha, which then he gave to Nat Weiss, which he played for George Harrison. So Tommy was very instrumental in that. I'm a great fan of Mary Hopkins. I love Those Were the Days. She may have been one or two releases before King of Pha. She became a an international star. King of Pha had every chance and opportunity as Mary Hopkins did, because it was on Apple, and you know, if the Beatles burped, it was golden.
Right, but there weren't that many copies they put out.
Of King of Pha?
Uh-huh.
Well, had they released it, you know, I don't know who would have played it anyway, actually.
Right.
That's because of the FCC.
If you couldn't play it on the radio, you were fucked. I mean, today, we all have our own mass communication channel, but back then, all promotion had to come by the radio.
That was censored, really censored, big time censored. It was from the fear of the FCC by the president then of Capitol, Gordakoff, Stanley Gordakoff, who became the president, we're not talking about low level suits, who became also the president of RIAA. I'm not in it. He became their president, but he wrote the letter when he was at Capitol to Ken Mansfield, who was the liaison with Apple, with Capitol, and convincing him not to distribute, at all King of Pha. If there had not been that, my career, I can't say that any outlets would have played it anyway, which I was finding for sure. No one would play it anyway, but now with this nail in the coffin of this letter from the promotional man, from the president of Capitol, anti-promotion, it had come to me over time that my battle is not with people or Stanley Gordakoff, really, or Ken Mansfield, certainly not with the Beatles, with George or John, who were so brave to put it out anyway, to print around 1,000, I came to believe. My battle was with a ritual in culture that had gone on for thousands of years. That is language taboo. I was digging into and destroying and cracking up in a big way language taboo. But I was being accepted by high people in the media, which made it dangerous, I would say, which made it viable that it could get out into the public mind, thus breaking all those rules that the FCC about great population hearing and having, but also keeping the ritual of the curse, keeping the ritual of bad words.
Yeah, I think it kind of disarms people. It starts out as this beautiful fairy tale, and then a little ways in, you get the fucking part. I think they feel like you pulled one over on them.
In 2019, Ace in London, nobody knows, it was a pretty, pretty jacket. And on the other side, then, is King of Pha. But what they did is they made, nobody knows, the A side and King of Pha the B side. So they would just do a little promotion trick, little marketing trick. And as I understand it, first pressing sold out, and they've gone through a second pressing of this, which I feel terrific about. They're at the door right now.
Yeah. People have talked about it for years. I'm sure people are clamoring for it.
Oh, thank you.
And I can actually play it on my show because it's internet.
Now it's time for some levity.
Such advance, house and sit on a sandwich. To sit on a sandwich. Pastrami, salami, turkey tongue, roast beef, tuna fish egg salad, to cut out the bologna that's been going on in the political delicatessens of the world. Oh, to go roaming through the coast, who cares what bar anymore? It's high in his Elysian shell and giggles and prepares for the burst. Some people think it's a disadvantage to sit on a sandwich, but nothing could be finer, nothing could be better, nothing could be nicer, nothing could be wiser in this day. Sit on a sandwich, any old sandwich, to sit on a sandwich, make your own sandwich.
First there was a cowboy gun with those greeny stick'em caps, a bargain basement uniform with a helmet and real boots. 500 plastic soldiers were strewn across the floor. But your Johnny won't be playing soldier. Oh no, he won't be playing soldier. Your Johnny won't come marching home anymore. Anymore. Guys are never dead, so he hid inside a garbage can with a tin pot on his head. Oh, you bandaged up his boo-boos and sent him off to war. But your Johnny won't be playing soldier. Oh no, he won't be playing soldier. Your Johnny won't come marching home anymore. Anymore. You walk around his empty room and you straighten up the shelves. You see his pictures on the wall and you're all by yourself.
You get down on your bended knee and ask God what it's.
I heard you on Sheila's show. You guys talk about girl groups.
Oh, that was great. That was great. Sheila B., I was very happy to be on her show.
You have a very expansive career with a lot of different specialties. So you wrote songs for the Tokens, and then you eventually joined the Tokens. Did you write ad jingles or work in advertising?
Very much so.
Note to audience, we all know I love bubblegum, and have mentioned how singers and songwriters from the genre have jumped over to Madison Avenue. I also heard that Brute wrote jingles, so I wanted to find out which ones and how he got his start. Once again, Tom Dawes from The Circle was the middleman.
Tom Dawes, he wrote 7-Eleven, Oh Thank Heaven.
Oh, 7-Eleven, okay.
This is just digressing a bit from your question about advertising Tokens. We're doing a multitude of commercials. They were writing commercials up the gazoo. It was great. And so because I was a composer they liked, they would include me in their projects. And so Great Shakes was one. Any place can be a soda fountain now with great shakes, new great shakes. So go get yourself a soda fountain now with great shakes, new great shakes. I was very instrumental in writing that. I was instrumental in writing Dentine Gum Ad.
Well, I have that one.
Right. And I guess there were a few other along the way. But yeah. Oh, and most recently, I wrote a jingle for the Democrat candidate of Morristown, New Jersey, for her candidacy. And they loved it.
Okay, let's listen to some of those ads now.
A is for action, that's the gum to chew. B is for brushing, a smart thing to do. C is for cavities, help keep them away. Chew action gum, it's like brushing all day. Chew action gum, action!
Hey, what's that gum you're chewing?
Dentine.
Where'd you get it?
I got it at the candy store. I'm going out tonight, I want to be sure. When I'm holding my baby tight, everything is gonna be alright.
Well, what does Dentine do?
It helps keep my breath fresh and my teeth clean.
How?
I don't know, but it does, and it tastes good too. So if you're going out tonight and you wanna hold your baby tight, be sure your teeth and breath are fresh and clean. Go to your candy store and get Dentine.
Go to your candy store and get Dentine. Helps keep breath fresh, keep teeth clean.
Song.
Oh, the place for you and the place for me is a local public library. They have books and things that they lend for free. It's the latest, it's the greatest, it's the library.
Today's public library is more than books. And if you haven't been there lately, you're missing plenty.
Read, listen, look, take part, learn, grow, enjoy yourself.
At your public library.
Educational, informational, entertainment that's sensational. It's a way of life, it's for you and me. It's the latest, it's the greatest, it's the library. It's the latest, it's the greatest, it's the library.
Your public library.
Anybody can be a soda fountain now with great shakes, new great shakes. Shake it up with milk and make a real thick shake. New great shakes, new great shakes. It's so creamy, thick and dreamy.
Any place can be a soda fountain now with great shakes, new great shakes.
So if you want your own soda fountain now,
go to the store and get great shakes, great shakes, great shakes.
Soda fountain now with great shakes, yeah, great shakes. Shake it up with milk and make a real big shake. With great shakes, yeah, great shakes.
Hello,
This is Keith Moon of The Who here. Two new Great Shake Shake mix scenes. Great Shakes Milk Chocolate and Great Shakes Cherry Vanilla flavors. Both turn milk into a rich, thick shake. So thick, it stands up to a straw. Great Shakes!
Great Shakes! Great Shakes! It's so creamy, thick and dreamy. Any place can be a soda fountain now with Great Shakes. Yeah, Great Shakes. So if you want your own soda fountain now, go to the store and get Great Shakes. Go to the store and get Great
Shakes. Esperanza means hope, so let's bring hope to Morristown. And vote for Esperanza for the mayor of Morristown. Esperanza.
Serving the Morristown community is Esperanza's passion. After all, it's been her home since 1989. Esperanza is ready to run an open and transparent local government. A vote for Esperanza is a vote for establishing term limits within the town government and promoting more affordable housing.
Esperanza means hope, so let's bring hope to Morristown. And vote for Esperanza for the mayor of Morristown. Esperanza.
Hey! Paid for by Esperanza for Mayor.
But before Brute wrote commercials, he was in the Tokens. And before he joined the Tokens, this is confusing. Maybe we should go back to the beginning. Let's join in on the conversation as Brute tells me how he got his first break in music by way of his girlfriend's father.
But then there was a girlfriend, too, that I had, that Billy Gussack, a drummer, studio drummer, with Bill Haley and the Comets. Liked my music. I played music in his house with him. He was the guy that took me into New York City and showed me the ropes, so to say, and introduced me to Hugo and Luigi.
That's RCA songwriting and production team Luigi Creatori and Hugo Peretti, who produced hits for Sam Cooke, the Isley Brothers, and the Tokens.
Girl artist Little Peggy March. And they liked my stuff, and they did a B-side on her follow-up to I Will Follow Him, which was My Teenage Castle is tumbling down, tumbling down. One more time. Tumbling down. Big bat basso voice there. Tumbling down. And she did that as a B-side. I was very grateful for that. But they turned me on to the Tokens. They asked me to go visit the Tokens because they thought so much of what I was doing. And I was, at that time, I was like 25, 26 years old.
My teenage castle is tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
Tumbling down, tumbling down.
of night, I look back on the faces I know. And I see through the curtain of time, it was you who made me a man. It's all that I am. The way you held me made me a man. The way you kissed me made me a man. The way you loved me made me a man. And I thank you for all that I am. Castles of room on the dream maker's hand, hung with the tapestries of time. Strange haunting melodies adrift in the night, caress these memories of mine. And what do I find? The way I lost you makes me a man. The way I miss you makes me a man. The way I want you makes me a man.
Take a long, hard look. Take a long, hard look. Make it long, make it hard. Take a long, hard look at yourself and tell me what you see, baby. Tell me what you see, baby. And do you see a lover in you? Do you see a loser in you? I gotta know for my own sake. You better know.
A long, hard look at what we just listened to, because that ran the gamut of the Brute Force catalog. It began with Little Peggy March and the wistful My Teenage Castle, transitioned into the Tokens' Easy Breezy Harmony number I Gotta Go, Then we took a little detour to England to hear The Creation perform For All That I Am, which the Tokens also recorded, and back to the States for the psychedelic rocker Take a Long Hard Look. That one is from the Tokens' December 5 LP.
And what other, just around that time, what other type of work were you doing?
Performing with them and writing songs.
Right.
A lot of the artists were female, girls, women.
Reparata, the Chiffons.
That's right. Nobody knows what's going on in my mind but me. It was a, a medium-sized hit, but it's a very important song, I think.
That's a great song.
In that it expresses the sanctity of the human mind.
Well, not only that, when sung from a woman's perspective, especially a young black woman in the 1960s, it's acknowledging that she has a mind of her own and is capable of formulating her own thoughts. Thank you, Brute Force.
And we did that on B-track for the Apple record. I don't know if you heard that.
I love your version.
It's a completely psychedelic track.
I didn't know that was the B-side to The King of Fuck.
Yes, yes.
That's so cool.
So let's take a listen to Nobody Knows What's Going On in My Mind But Me by the Chiffons. At the beginning of this interview that I'd let Brute complete his thoughts about names and identity. So I'm going to do so right now.
The exact day that Brute Force was found in a recording studio when I was a token, the story is modified in very strange ways when the promotional department at Columbia wrote about me in completely fictitious ways. Nothing about me was right. If I had been Stephen Friedland at Columbia, I would have gotten oodles more respect. I would have been respected so much more because it was a name. It was Friedland. It was heritage. But Brute Force, a cipher. It was a cipher to the promotional department. Who knew about that? Really, who cared about it? Everybody would recognize it as false, as a made-up name. And it's true that people in showbiz for eons had pseudonyms, but my mistake was thinking that, because I was recording music of my own outside of just being a token, they loved other stuff. I was doing a lot of comedy songs. So when I got to be at Columbia and it was Brute Force, I don't want to get too real in an interview and go into the depths of it, but just let me say that I think that whether it's Brute Force or Stephen Friedland, for me, is an issue of identity. And but I do have a trademark registered with the United States Patent and Trademark Office, Brute Force.
Good.
But how about that song, Becky?
I'm ready for the song.
Great.
But who's going to do it, Steven or Brute?
Okay, Brute Force is very happy to play on the Becky Ebenkamp.
Bubblegum O.D.
The what?
Bubblegum O.D. is the name of my show.
Bubblegum O.D. Sonata in E flat minor for eyebrows.
It's a mouthful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, that was short.
Well, yes. Can't go on too long with that.
That was eyebrow. You both eyebrows? That was very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
I appreciate that very much.
Are we going to see that on a 45 soon?
It would happen to be on a DVD.
Now, you know what's on Brute's mind. Here's his fantastic version of Nobody Knows.
Mind but me. Nobody knows what's going on in my mind but me. Nobody knows what's going on in my mind but me. Nobody knows what's going on in my mind but me. And I love her. Oh yes, I love her. Everybody says she's too young, but what do they know? She loves me. Oh yes, she loves me. Everybody says it's all wrong, but what do they know?
I thought we'd run out of time there, but as it turns out, we do have time for one more song. But before I play it, I wanted to let you know that Brute is active on the internet at brutesforce.com. That's BRUTESFORCE.com. You can go there to learn about him, read his discography, see what he has for sale, check in with him. So thanks for joining me on Bubblegum OD, me and Brute. The Wig Out is next, and the last song was something that Brute asked me to play. It's another song he wrote, and I've fallen in love with it. It's called Beautiful Girl, and it's by Joe Graves. Good night, everybody.
Pictures of places that I've never seen, clipped from the pages of some magazine.
will hold makes me so hungry to travel the world, wide world. But how can I leave such a beautiful girl? Gather them all as I travel the world, wide world. But how can I leave such a beautiful girl?
plain to settle, but things will change. I'm gonna grow a little and spread it right out of this town now. Move out. You better move on.
Let go.
You better move on.
Move out.
You better move on.
Yeah.
Where you learn to stand when you grow inside of you to open your heart, and then you cry a little, but things will change. You're gonna hurt a little and spread right out of this town now.
Starting off this week's Wig Out, that is the Fifth Order with Going Too Far from Columbus, Ohio, 1966. That's the Counterpoint issue. Oh man, Fifth Order had a couple of great 45s, and today I wrote a letter among a couple of others, but we played Going Too Far, good garage punky with a folk rock flavor to it. You are tuned to the Wig Out. I am Richard Wig, here on Swingin' Sundays on WFMU's Rock and Soul radio stream. And, you know, we got a new show here joining us on Swingin' Sundays. We have the Fun House coming on right after the Wig Out at 9 o'clock. The Wig Out is on from 8 to 9 New York time. The Fun House comes on at 9. And Becky, with her great show Bubblegum OD, gets Swingin' Sundays started at 7 p.m. So the Wig Out is now in the middle of two fabulous shows. We are the juicy patty in the veggie burger that is Swingin' Sundays here on the Rock and Soul radio stream. Kicking off our first set, we got a couple of guys that you might hear on the Funhouse blasting at you from Phoenix. Here's an Arizona Scorcher.
Now all you- for now.